This podcast is supported by Emerson. From technology that delivers cures at warp speed to software that makes clean energy reliable, Emerson Innovation helps make the world healthier, safer, smarter, and more sustainable. Emerson, go boldly.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, October 11th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. For years, TV viewers have been cutting the cord and moving away from cable bundles. Who wants to pay $100 a month for channels and shows you don't even watch when lower-cost streaming services offer so many options? But as the number of streaming services has grown, we are entering a new period where those platforms are teaming up to combine services. On today's show, our deputy media editor Jessica Tunkel joins us to discuss the great rebundling and what it means for streamers and viewers. That's after these headlines. Nissan is considering an investment in Renault's new electric vehicle unit. The Japanese and French carmakers said yesterday the move would help reinforce their decades-old alliance, which has been under strain since the 2018 arrest of Carlos Ghosn, who formerly led both companies. Renault currently has a 43% stake in Nissan, and sources say the Japanese automaker is pressing Renault to sell a portion of that stake in exchange for Nissan taking part in Renault's new EV unit. Staying on EVs, an update on the rivalry between the world's leading EV makers. Last month, Tesla and Chinese rival BYD both broke their monthly records for EV deliveries in China. That's according to new data from the China Passenger Car Association. Tesla delivered over 83,000 EVs from its Shanghai plant in September, trailing BYD, which delivered almost 95,000. Competition between the automakers intensified this year after BYD abandoned the production of traditional gas-powered vehicles to fully focus on new energy cars. And the crash detection software in Apple's new iPhone and Apple Watch models is being accidentally triggered by roller coasters. The false alarms are causing the devices to automatically dial emergency services, resulting in calls like this.
The owner of this iPhone was in a severe car crash.
That was a call to the Warren County Communications Center in Ohio in September, when the user was riding a roller coaster at Kings Island Amusement Park outside Cincinnati. Our senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern has more.
There is no doubt that this feature can be extremely useful to someone who unfortunately might find themselves in a terrible situation of a car crash. On the flip side, sometimes it's working when it shouldn't. And that can be a problem not only for the people who are not knowing that they have these false calls, but 911 dispatchers and emergency services are then responding to things that are not emergencies.
An Apple spokesman said the crash detection algorithms were validated using over a million hours of crash data, real-world driving, and crash test labs, and that the feature is accurate in detecting severe crashes. All right, coming up, streaming companies are turning to an old trick from the days of cable TV, bundling their services. Will it help them compete in an increasingly crowded market? We'll discuss after the break.
From inflation to rising interest rates, it's been hard navigating the markets this year. Amid this volatility, one constant is the challenge of finding the right income strategy. At Global X ETFs, our products look beyond traditional fixed income, offering solutions for investors seeking to increase or diversify the yield potential of their portfolio. Visit globalxetfs.com/income to learn more.
These days, the number of TV streaming services can seem endless. Netflix, Hulu, Disney+, Apple TV+, and on and on. And now, adding to those choices are bundle options, packages of multiple streaming or other services offered for one monthly fee. If it sounds familiar, that could be because the platforms are taking a page out of the playbook of the old cable bundles, but with a few key differences. Here to discuss those and why streaming giants are taking this route is our deputy media editor, Jessica Tunkel. Hi, Jessica. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So to start off, why are platforms deciding to offer these bundles?
So you're seeing a few things happen here, but one of them is that over the past 3 years, all of the major entertainment companies have launched streaming services. So it started with Netflix, and you had Hulu, then Apple TV Plus, you have HBO Max, you have Paramount Plus, you have Peacock. Everyone has come to market with these streaming services, and now they have to really grow. So they're looking to partner up as a way to get customers quickly.
Can you describe what some of these bundles look like?
So the bundles are kind of coming in different variations, right? So you have the mobile phone operators like a T-Mobile or Verizon that are offering their own bundles. So for example, if you're a subscriber of T-Mobile, you can get Netflix for free as well as Apple TV Plus and Paramount Plus for 1 year. Then you have kind of these retailers that are also starting to get into the bundle game. So Walmart has a program called Walmart Plus, which is the equivalent to Amazon Prime, is what they're trying to be. And Walmart recently announced a deal, which we broke, with Paramount Plus. So if you are a member of Walmart Plus, you now can get the ad version of Paramount Plus for free for being a member. So those are the retailers getting into it. And we've also heard that Costco has started to look into doing something similar. And then you have the tech companies that are doing it. So Amazon is known for its Amazon Prime Video channels. So if you go to Amazon Prime Video channels, you'll see you can access any app on one app. And the next step of that is they're also looking at offering pricing bundles, which means maybe you could get two streaming services at a discount than you would get them if you bought them separately.
You mentioned, you know, phone services, retailers, tech companies that are all offering these bundles. I guess, you know, is that what makes it different from the old cable bundles that we're maybe a little more familiar with?
I think that the thing about the cable bundle is that with cable, you were talking about over 100 channels, right? I mean, easily, for well over $100 a month. And people didn't like it because they were paying a lot of money for a lot of things that they weren't watching. Right now, these bundles are trying to be a little bit more targeted, more specific. They're not trying to be everything for everyone. They're trying to be like, hey, I'm Disney, ESPN Plus, and Hulu. That's one example of a bundle. But you have stuff for kids, you have stuff for the whole family with grown-ups, and you have sports. So they're trying to be more targeted and specific and not trying to be all things to all people.
Financially, how is that shaking out for the streaming platforms?
So these are pretty complex deals to come about. First of all, the platform pays the streaming service. So, for example, Walmart pays Paramount Plus $2 to $3 per subscriber that actually activates their service. So you have to really make sure that each partner is invested in what they're doing, right? Like, you can't just like sign a deal and hope everything goes well. The Walmart Paramount Plus deal we reported, it took over a year to negotiate. Each company came in with what their marketing agenda would be, what it would look like. Walmart is marketing it in its stores. If you go in, you see, you know, Paw Patrol and Top Gun and all of their TVs. So these are pretty complex deals that involve various parts of the business. Because the thing is, when you go into these deals, you're not going to get as much per subscriber as if they were paying full price. But your hope is that the volume will make up for that. And then if you have an ad-supported service, you'll make up revenue through them looking at more ads and buying products and so on.
What does this all mean for customers then?
I think the goal for customers is making it a little bit more simpler. And hey, if you can get a streaming service for free here or there, that's great. I mean, right now, it's not clear that all customers know that they can get everything. You know, if I spoke to quite a few individuals who had access to certain streaming services through, you know, a T-Mobile account or whatever it was and didn't realize they had it. So there is a concern that, you know, it may cause more confusion than it is meant to. But for the savvy consumers who seek out these bundles, you can get some good deals.
So kind of thinking forward, this kind of great rebundling, offering all these different monthly services that we have options to, what does it mean for streaming going forward? Is it a sign that maybe it's going to be a market that's shrinking or consolidating?
I think this partnership mentality that you're seeing now, where everyone's kind of looking for a dance partner, is kind of like, I like to think of it as like the second phase of the streaming wars. The first phase was everyone launching. Now it's like everyone partnering and bundling and figuring out who their dance partner is going to be. And then the third phase will be M&A, where you'll see companies start buying other companies. There's a lot of reasons that's not happening right now. The regulatory environment, the markets. So partnerships make sense. And what's a better way to figure out if you should engage in merger talks with someone than to partner with them?
All right. So phase two of the streaming wars. Jessica Tunkel, our deputy media editor, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Join The Wall Street Journal for the WSJ Pro Sustainable Business Forum happening online October 13th. And take away practical advice on how to build a sustainability strategy that's right for your business. Use code PODCAST and save 20% on your online pass. Register now at wsj.com/sustainablebusiness.